Yerushalayim just a few moments ago, I heard two krovim, two relatives, one a mother of a son who was tragically nifter in Miron, and the other a brother, and they both spoke about the Karim Mishpacha that passed away. I was incredibly moved by both descriptions. First, the mother describing the son, who was clearly a masmid, a shakdan, and a beautiful person, just in terms of just the luster of character that he possessed. Of course, the mother is going to testify about her son. As Chazal say, "Klum av meid al b'nei, klum ima meida al bito." It was a very moving and incredibly emotional and beautiful reflection of one of the 45 unbelievable losses to Klal Yisrael. The brother spoke about his brother, who was clearly someone of unbelievable modesty. In 38 years, he said he never heard him speak a word of Lashon Hara in his entire life. He's a Sofer Stam, a Rebbe, and clearly remarkable personality. So tonight I'm going to continue what I began last evening. And the last section that I spoke about was with reference to Iyov, how essentially Iyov has to transform what we mentioned, the name of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, the Brit Goral to the Brit Yehud, fate into destiny, elevating himself from I object, where a person is a chefza, to I subject, a person becomes a gabra, from thing to person. And that's exactly the answer that the creator, the Bore, gave to Iyov. As long as he philosophizes like a slave of Goral, a fate regarding the cause of suffering, as long as he demanded of Hashem answers, the reasons for suffering, the why question, so Hashem answered him forcefully. I'll read the psukim, I'll translate them, because they always want me to translate everything here. Let's see how I can translate Hebrew. Do you know who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if you have the understanding. You know the time when the Ye'elim, the wild goats of the mountains, bring forth children. Can you mark the time when the hinds will, in effect, begin to spring forward? Essentially what Iyov, what Hashem is Baruch told Iyov, if you don't know the ABC of creation, how can you arrogantly presume to ask so many questions regarding the governing of the cosmos? And once Iyov understood how inappropriate his question was, then he confessed. And again, translation. Now I have heard and my eyes have seen. I uttered.
The concept was this.
Things too wonderful for me, which I didn't know. Don't take me as your translator. Iyov recognized and acknowledged his inability to understand and unravel the dynamics of the creation process and Kal Vachomer to ferret out the resolution of the enigma of Tzadik Baralo Rashi B'Tovlo. When a Torah Jew confronts death, tragedy, and suffering, immediately he recites Baruch Dayan HaEmes, acknowledging the true judgment of Hashem Yisbarach, even though it's beyond his purview. He then embarks on an odyssey of Avelus that's organically bound up with Tshuva. Avelus is unquestionably a kiyum in Tshuva. Avelus essentially represents our entire Hashkafa. The whole concept of Avelus is nurtured by a doctrine about man in his emotional world. Man is free to determine the kind of emotional life he's going to take on. Man has actions, man has emotions. He can either invite emotions and let them have venting and channeling, or he can close the door on them and not be affected by it. Emotions can be assimilated, but also classified as being unworthy of my attention. The Chavis HaBavis, Rabbi Bachim Bakuda, discriminated between mitzvah se'ivarim and mitzvah se'ivarim. Many mitzvahs are grounded upon man's emotional world. V'ahavta l'racha kamocha, which I mentioned already a number of times, the Rambam writes, both in Hilchos Avelos and the Ramban in Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, essentially, they define this as kol ma she'ata rotze, the way you would like to be treated by others, that's the way you should treat them. Ase ato le'achicha b'torah v'mitzvos. Or v'hayisach sameach, which has the Maisa mitzvah, as Chazal say, ain't simcha l'bavasa v'yayin. But the key of mitzvah, of course, is the inner simcha, the inner joy that a Jew feels in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach, that obviously comes to the fore, dafka, during the chagim, during the mo'adim, manyomtiv. So at times, man is called upon to control his emotions. The Stoic approach, of course, is to totally squelch emotions, even in times of death. And that's not the approach of Yadus, which states that every event is planned by Hashem Yisbarach, even death. We mentioned yesterday the Chazal. Man has to surrender to the Ratzon of Hashem. That's what I heard in these two very emotional interviews. I had a shaila in halacha when I was listening to it. Did they have the right to be interviewed? They're sitting shiva. Rav Soloveitchik was very makbid. Today it's become very common that people travel abroad, even when they're sitting shiva. They may start in Eretz Yisrael, go to America, vice versa, or move from house to house. The elder was asa. Asa mi'ikra din. Because the Gemara in Tainis has a machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, with reference to the question of Tisha B'Av l'chabis u'laniach. Is that permissible, even to do kibbutz begadim before Tisha B'Av, only for the purpose of not wearing it? You're not going to wear those begadim in the course of Shavua Shechalba, but you'll have them ready. So Rashi explains the position of the Man Yoma who says it's asa, because that's a hesach hadas, from Abedus. That's all that you held. To travel abroad, or even to go from one house to another, is a hesach hadas in Abedus. Also v'ikra adin. And yet submission to the Ratzon of Hashem does not in any way, should not stymie our emotions from emerging. A person has to cry, a person has to weep. And this is exactly what all of Klal Yisrael now is literally sitting shiva over the tragic, unbelievable death of these 45 tzaddikim. Pain and death result in mourning and should lead to a sense of existential helplessness. Bitterness, grief are noble human emotions, and the other has to grieve. Have the audacity to speak in front of a psychiatrist. But gradually, a person has to redeem himself of such emotions. And Chazal devised an incredible system of Shiva and Shloshim and Shana for the loss of a parent. I want to share one of the most famous Rambans in Chumash. To me, they're all famous. But this is an incredibly striking Ramban. In the Pasuk in Re'eh, Boni Matem Hashem Elokechem, Lois is Gerdidu, Yes, I have to translate that too, at least the middle of the pasuk. You are children of Hashem. Don't cut yourself. Don't make baldness between your eyes for the dead. What a terrible translator. So the question that Mefarshim raised is, what's the connection between Losis Godu Losasimu Karcha and Bonim Atem Hashem Elokechem? How do you explain the juxtaposition of those segments of the pasuk? Says Rashi, Lois is Gedidu, Lotitnu Gedida, Visera Bisachem Almes, Gedarche Amori Mosin. Don't make incisions in your flesh the way the non-Jewish world does. The Fishatim Bonov Shel Mokoim, you're the children of the Abishta. Yatemuim Lis, Noyim Lodudim Kurah, And therefore, it's becoming for you to become lay, and not individuals who are making incisions in their flesh with their hair torn out. The Rabban quotes Rashi. Says the Rabban, they never know. Rabban disagrees with Rashi. Shein Kain, if Rashi is correct, says the Rabban, then these laws should have been not limited to incisions. Gam Kain Shalom Ames. In general, should be also. Why does the Torah doctor mention the context here? So the Rabban disagrees with Rashi and then quotes one of the most incredible Ibn Ezra's that one could ever find. Rabbi Avraham Omar, Ibn Ezra says, Achashetenu shatem bonu Hashem, once you realize you're the children of Hashem, is Marach, v'hu oyeshem yoyseh min ha'av livnoi. The love that Hashem Yisbarach has for each individual Jew is more than the love that a father has for a child. And therefore the Torah says, Lois is going to do, I'll come as she has it. Therefore, don't cut yourself in bereavement for that which he does, anything he does. Whatever Hashem Yisbarach does, it's for the good. Even if you don't understand it. The way young children, doesn't mean all the young children, all the children, the way they don't understand what their father often says or does, but they rely on him. Why? Says the Ramban, we're not kadosh, we're not like the other nations. Al-Kain will tell. Don't act the way they do. What a Ibn Ezra. The Rebbeinu loves each one of us more than a father, loves a son. And clearly, a father only wants the best for his son, and the Rebbeinu only wants the best for each Jew. That's what I heard from this mother. I was mishtoimeng. Rabban then gives his own explanation. Well, if he dati, according to my opinion, kitam am kodosh, what is the reason for the Torah statement, am kodosh, atal Hashem alokera, haftocha bekim and nefashos, the fun of his barach, is an assurance of the eternal existence of the soul before Hashem is barach, the continued existence of the neshama after it departs from the body, is the basis of Chav HaInish. Otherwise, we have no right to speak of Chav HaInish. Chav HaInish is not necessarily immediate, as Hazal say, Hayim La'asaisam, Umar L'Kabal Schora. And that was the era of Elisha Ben Abuya. He expected immediate reward and punishment. So the Ramban articulates the doctrine of what's known as Hashara Sadevish, the transcendental existence of the Neshama in the presence of the Almighty. And the Rabban continues. Omar, me'achare she'ato am kodosh u'sgula Hashem, since we are a holy people and the treasure of Hashem, sgula means asgula am handiftar, a chosen people, and therefore there's something divine in us. V'lo yisa, the Rabban says, le'lokim nefesh, neither does Hashem essentially devise any kind of situation where, God forbid, any soul will be banished. No soul is an outcast from Hashem's barach. A man has a soul which is divine, b'tzelem elokim, kibusto k'tzelmo, that neshama is absolutely invincible, that neshama is indestructible. And the Rabban says, the existence of any person will never, chas v'shalom, be extinguished. Every Jew has a share in the world to come. Human being is eternal. The soul has kedusha. And even if nidach, levilta yidach, levilta nidach, even if it's driven out, the kedusha remains. And therefore, it has a share in the haba. Therefore, says the Rabban, en roi lachem l'izgredei u'li korech al nefesh, apilu yomuz b'noyah. it's improper to make incisions in the flesh and tear out hair for the dead, even if God forbid one perishes in their youth. And we see among the 45, not all of them were incredibly young. So the Rabban is, together with Ibn Ezra, I think they're very similar, the two explanations. Death is not the greatest calamity. If the neshama were to be destroyed, Rahman al-Islam, then it would be a disaster. It would be catastrophic. But since we believe in Hasharas HaNefesh, the soul is immortal, the eternal existence of the neshama, the eternal existence of the person dies. The person is alive, albeit out of touch with us, but clearly alive. And Rabban goes with it. Based on this Ramban, it would seem that perhaps Bechi should not even be permissible. After all, death is not really death. It's just a change kind of existence, says the Ramban. The Torah did not prohibit weeping. It's natural to cry when parting from a beloved one. Even when people go on a journey in life, all the people cry. Smacher Rabbi Seino, the Osu, the Hissab, the Al-Nefesh. This is the Gemara by Cotton, where the Gemara says that you shouldn't mourn excessively. But the Rabban says it's natural for a person to cry and part from a close friend, even if you only leave temporarily. So to Avelos is also permissible. And the Ramban defines Avelos here as the form of crying, which a person does on the parting of friends. Not a permanent loss has to show them, but some sort of a separation. And if one has a strong Yamuna, that's how we'll see Avelos, a parting of friends. Similar to the Rashi, which is meaning Ateres, Kosha Allah Kridasen. Rebbeinu Shlom says, stay with me one more day, equal Yom Echad, kosher like Ridaska. So Rabban, the Pashtus, has considerably reduced the concept of Avelos from its usually understood meaning. And this is the subject of the big machlokes among the Rishonim. Rashi once related a personal anecdote about one of his grandfathers who somehow had this unbelievable fortitude, even in the face of the death of a beloved child, discussed in his Essay Ish Halacha, but he said over a number of times the story. I think she died from some sort of machla, we call typhus, if I'm not mistaken. And when she was in a coma, Rav Soloveitchik heard from his uncle that, I don't want to say which member of his family did this, because then you might come to certain conclusions that are not so positive in nature. So I prefer to leave out the name. But he used to wear a film of Rashi Rav in the town. And he asked the doctor, how much longer does she have to live? And he told him, only a short while. Quickly, he put on film of the town, took off his film of Rashi, before the Avelos would begin. So that is, of course, when she was Nifter, he cried uncontrollably. There is another story, since people like stories. There's a story regarding the Taz. I was never able to check the story out completely. The Taz had married the daughter of the Vach. When she died, the Taz delivered a hespit that demonstrated unbelievable Talmudic erudition. And when the Taz wanted to marry the Vach's second daughter, the Vach said no. Because the Taz disassociated himself in the course of that hesped from the emotional response that would be a natural kind of situation when one Rachman al-Litzan loses a Karim Shpon. Again, this we have to discuss with competent psychiatrists. But essentially, what Rabban is saying is a massive chiddush. That Avelos is permitted because the Torah made a concession to human nature. Nevertheless, the concession should not be taken too far. But I want to go back to the Ibn Ezra, which to me is at the very heart of this entire discussion. What is our relationship to our parents? That of total dependence. So too, our relationship to Hashem is Barach. The whole idea of tefillah, of approaching Hashem, is certainly a recognition that there's no one else who can assist me, who can help me. We say in the Tfilas Musa of Rosh Hashanah, tefillah requires kavodah. That's a double yadua. It's not extraneous to tefillah. I read in the third grade, used to say, tefillah on kavodah is as if you are goof on a neshama. Tefillah b'li kavodah ki goof b'li neshama. No question, it's not extraneous to tefillah. It has nothing to do with the question of mitzvah zichus kavodah, mitzvah zichus kavodah. Tefillah is complete and absolute and unlimited, depends on Hashem. 1,000%. When you approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a child who approaches a father, a mother, and realizes there's no world without their parents. There's no world without the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what Ibn Ezra writes. Even a child that doesn't understand his parents, kasher, so both the Ibn Ezra and the Rabban, to my mind, are very similar. Rabban sets out the rationale and the basis of and the Shoma that's Nitzchi, immortality of the soul. The Ibn Ezra sets it out in terms of a child's relationship to his parents, which is one of absolute and total dependence. The reason we don't have to grieve is either because of our dependence on Hashem Yisbarach. A little child doesn't question his father's actions. We don't question the actions of Hashem Yisbarach. That's what this woman on the radio interview said in the most unqualified, unreserved kind of fashion. I was pushing, shaking. So this issue and general the Ramban's approach needs to be examined much more carefully, because I believe it's the subject of a massive machlokes among the Rishonim. But essentially, what we have seen till this point is the finitude of how should we put the little putty in man versus the eternal omniscience of Hashem's Bach. Our mandate is to recognize our declouded, limited, and impaired vision and rise to the challenge, as I said earlier, from the man of Goral to the Chetzer to a man of destiny. And lies at the crux of Sefer Iyov. And the Rambam writes in one of the Bukhim. I'm not going to read the whole Chedek of Rambam of the Bukhim. Years ago, I used to read Viktor Frankl. I never took any courses in psychology. I'm an armchair psychologist. But Ein Chacham Kabal Nisoyo. Rabbanim had a fair amount of decades of experience speaking to people and the like. But Viktor Frankl, in his classic work, A Man's Search for Meaning, expresses a similar idea. Our puny, and if you will, futile efforts to theologize evil and provide ourselves with some sort of placebo is intellectually unfounded and ultimately spiritually misguided. It's the arrogance in us that prevents us from acknowledging our inability to come to grips with tragedy. Rama writes, and I'll read you one part of the Rambam, tomorrow in the Bukhim. There are areas that are beyond our ken. In Pirsha Mishnah, it's the end of Masechus Brachus, and that famous Mishnah, Chayi Bodom, Lvorech al Arok, Shem Shem, Lvorech al Tevam, come into Rambam the following. B'al Tishke Nafshecho, oh, let me translate it again. Don't doom yourself. Mahamik Achar Ha'inyin Azeh, by thinking I'm going to investigate profoundly this matter. Anyone who probed the matter, lo hisig mamish, did not achieve any results. So, he attempted to dive into deep waters. The hell of Harris the other. What did he salvage? Some broken shards of pottery. A Jew, when confronted with tragedy, a Torah Jew, can only react using the model of Aaron HaKohen by Yidom Aaron. As Ramban writes, the time by Yidom Aaron, Shoya Becha Bekoil, Rosh Hashanah. His initial reaction was to cry out, and Moshe underscored the fact that they were Kadesh Elyon, be crowed by a Kadesh, and that's the Ratan of Hashem. Aaron was quiet. The two Maimon, says the Novi, Shamo Shamati Ephraim is no deed. Yistartani Voivoser Ke Egel Ogumod. Hashivengi Yoshubo Ki Ato Hashem Olokai. Essentially, we put ourselves in the arms of Hashem's Barach. And even though we are obligated to mourn and to be in grief, but ultimately, Kol Man Yehovin Rachmano B'Tov Ovi. There are two anhogis which we see Hashem is Barach conducts affairs of the world. One is what's called by the Dalai Rishayim, Ha'oras Ponim. Of course, we down to Hashem that this Midah be the one that reveals to us the Nebi Shintelem writes, we want Hashem just to illuminate, just to show us those dazzling lights. In sharp kind of distinction to that approach is best upon what I tell our comments to say it every morning. He starts with Panecho, or you see Nilo. The moment this has upon him, we are confounded. Tasti Panecho Yibahelun, Toki Mukhon Yibon, Delahoram Yishulun. The true Maimon, the true believer, knows full well when Hashem is brought shines his face upon him, when Hashem is brought conceals himself to a Maimon who doesn't ascribe anything to chance. He knows that Hashem Yisbarach speaks to us intimately, even when he makes his melech harakim, even when he's peering through the lattices. So of course, it's easy for us to accept the midah of he'orat upon him, which is the midah of rachamim, the midah of chesed, but at the highest of levels of emunah, only great tzaddik in merit is the midah of tzaddik, hesed upon him, which is confounding, which is confusing. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown by Hashem Yisbarach the greatness of Rabbi Akiva, I mentioned it yesterday, and of course he wanted to be shown his reward, and then Rahman with son showed him what's going to happen, and Moshe Rabbeinu attempted to respond, Hashem said, we have to surrender to the Ratzon Hashem. And the truth is that Rashi, I believe in the first pasuk of Bereishis, is also hinting to the same idea, and Rashi refers to it later, in the beginning of the second paragraph. The Yom Baro Hashem Elokim Mesu Shavoyim, Bereishis Baro Elokim, the Rishonim will point out, the Shem Elokim is the only Shem Hashem that appears in Perek Alpha Bereishis. Elokim represents Kimad the Pidro of Rishonim, Mila Sadim, Hashem is Yudivokim, Mila Sarachamim, Anichi Avaya Elokecha, Hashem Otsisi, Omer Tzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought that the world would be created utilizing Mila Sadim, but quickly realized the inherent difficulty of utilizing that Mila, and therefore he was Meshatet Mila Sadim, beginning of the second paragraph of Bereishis. What's the distinction between Rachamim and Din? Midas Rachamim is Chesed, is our responding, bountiful kindness without rhyme or reason, given to those of us who are not worthy. Midas Din meets up judgment in sync with the person's actions and decrees Hester upon him, even for minor infractions. This Midah cannot be applied to the masses, and therefore Hashem decided I must combine Midas Rachamim and Midas Din. Maybe I'll make a radical statement. The world can run with a brisk approach. Brisk Midas Din. In learning, that's fine. It's the best. But in life, Yesh Malkum Lakum. This is coming from someone who idolizes brisk. But Hashem's initial plan was not negated. With great tzaddikim, what does Hashem do? Masha also be machshava lefonai. The Gemara Melachos, Rabbi Akiva, namely midas hadin. And that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu when he posed the query, Zu Torah v'Zu Schara. Rabbi Akiva, who's Doresh, Tilek, Tilim Shel Alochis, Eddie Kershel Shayun. That's how you respond. And the response is sharp and jarring. Shtek! Kach also in Mashav Lefanai. That's how you interpret that. Mashav Lefanai means Tzadikim are given Bina Tzadikim. And I believe that's the intent of Rashi and Bidbar as well. On the pasuk, Heima Mevi Riva, Asher Rabu Bnei Yisrael Hashem VaYigod Yishvam. Says Rashi, Shemesu Moshe VaAaron Al Yodam. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Sedin Mimikudashom. Ribbonoshom, he meets out the Sedin to those that are clearly at the highest level of kedusha. Umiskadesh Al Abrios. Now going to Abdesel Zatzal, in Mitzvah Meliyahu comments on the Gemara Ksubis. When Rabbi Avira Anossi passed away, Abasko came out and said, "Kol dehave biashkapti the Rabbi Mezum and Chayelam Abba." Whoever was present at the Vayat Rabbi is going to get Olam Haba. So of course we're puzzled. How can you give Olam Haba to people who are not worthy of it? Lahabdil, when I came to Eretz Yisrael many years ago, so first time I was here, and I met at the Kaisel all these tourists, and they put on one of those tourist hats, and the guy told them, if you walk four L's in Israel, you are now a member of Olam Haba. I was thunderstruck. I asked the gentleman who this was told to, are you an observant Jew? He said, absolutely not. But the guy just told me, I have the world to come. No problem. Did I put on that, what is it called? Skullcap. Oh, I don't mean skullcap. There's a term which is a far more hip-hop kind of term. No. Okay. So back to Abu Anossi. Olam Haba is a transcendent spiritual plane designed for those who toil diligently for it. So there's only one ineluctable conclusion. Those who were at the funeral of Rebbe were catapulted to a different realm. Put a metamorphosis and transformed till they became worthy of Olam Haba. So there's Bechi, which is superficial, crocodile tears. And then, of course, there's Bechi Shel Emes, heartfelt, genuine tears that all Klal Yisrael are now shedding, that penetrate my inner being. And those are the tears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers, as we say in the Slichas, B'Noi Shel Dmois, gathers them in a flask. And those are the tears that undoubtedly redound to the credit of Klal Yisrael. I just want to relate in the last few moments, since I'm trying to be precise against my better judgment. There are a number of very significant lessons that we, Klal Yisrael, have to derive from this terrible tragedy. As I mentioned yesterday, from the Rambam and Hilchos Taanios, nothing happens with happenstance. Everything is mechuvan milmala, kol prat uprat, down to every single detail. It's true, there's a machlokes between the Mekubal, the Chachmei HaDigma, the Chachmei HaNisan, the Gemara Kulin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells every blade of grass, Gadol, tells it to grow. And there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Mekubalim, again, Chachmei HaDigma, Chachmei HaNisan, whether there's a Hashkocha on every single elephant, on Whitey, on Dumbo, place, I don't know what their names are. Or is the Hashkocha on the genus as a whole? Another famous machlokes of Rishon. But I know that there are a number of very basic lessons that all of us should derive. And I'm not talking about all the now talking about commissions of inquiry and investigation. I imagine that's important, undoubtedly. But for us, I would like to list a number of items that I think we have to somehow develop, nurture, and really, to the extent that we can, to really expand on it. One, Imo Anochi B'Tzar. Any Jew who's undergoing a tzar, the chol tzarosam loy tzar, The Baruch Shalom goes down. And the Hashem Hashem Imam Beserik to Masam. The Mishnah says, "The Kalani Mereshi, Kalani Mezroi." Not Hotzeisi Eschem, but who Hotzeisi Itchem? The way the Hoshana says, "Api Akabola, Api Nigla, Api Nistar." That sense of Iman Arti Betzara is something that should be foremost in our mind. Any individual, any mishpacha that lost Krovim in this terrible tragedy, we should be there with them, not just now, but literally we should be with them the Netzach Nitzachon. You have to find practical ways of doing that, of supporting them, whether it's financially, whether it's emotionally. We have to somehow connect with them in every way, shape, manner, form. Number two, that I mentioned on Shabbos, the tikkun clearly for all this, and again, lo novi anechi, lo ben novi anechi, avas chinam, as Gnei Yisrael, Gnei Yisrael are saying this, to love every single Jew. Mayim rabim lo yichlu l'chabes esa'ava, unaharas lo yishtafua. You want an example? Shabbos morning, say good Shabbos to the Jew in front of you, behind you, to your left, to your right. Does anybody do that? I hope everyone does it. I know the guy by Dr. Stern, Shlita, certainly doesn't. To greet everyone, to save the fun of your folks. Not like a brisket. I always comment, I have in my house pictures of Dovi Yisrael. My wife says there's not enough wall space. There isn't. I have two issues in my house. One is the pictures of Dovi Yisrael that hang on my wall. And I have many, many pictures, just not enough mukum. And secondly, one day my wife told me, make up your mind, either you or the Sfarim. That is something. I'm just joking. I have a sense of humor too. I saw two Dovi Yisrael that I have pictures of. I never saw them without a smile. I went checking to see through. I asked several photographers who have pictures of these Dovi Yisrael. I know I didn't see one picture without a smile. Who are they? Hagoyim Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. I met him with my wife, with my Rebbetzin, in 1983. He was 93 at that time. We were there for an hour and a half because I like to stalk Dovi Yisrael. Once I had him there, wow. Hagoyim Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I don't think I ever saw him without a smile. And his Talmid Hagoyim Rav Emetzor, I've had many encounters with him. Not tens of encounters, hundreds of encounters in the last, in my 20 years. Not once did he never smile at me. I hacked him a chaynik. I used to go to his shmuzin one night a week from 10:30 to 11. You think at that time, let the man go to sleep? Ibri Laila Lashina. I was convinced he held the other day. Ibri Laila Lagirsa. Anyway, so I decided to accompany him. Hilo, on his way home. So he used to tell me, Rav David, I need Lozak Kukul Shum Livui. Aber ani rotzen lavod et harav. Aber ani lo zakuk shum livui. Lama ta lavod oti? Ani rotzen lavod et harav. Okay, ata rotzen lavod oti, beseder. So for 8 years, liviti oto, from 11 to 12:30 at night. Now, I don't know what his Rebbe Olea Shalom said, but we were friendly with her too. So I wasn't worried. Plus, I was making sure that I never went back to his home. I just used to walk him around the old city. Such a sacred part of the office. Beyond that, the Navi says, "Ish Esreel Yidaberu." Such a yaki over here. Baruch Hashem. Ish Esreel Yidaberu Lachem Yama Chazon. You see someone who needs different chizuk, different yidud. Go ahead, give it to them. Speak to them, schmooze with them. You know what I do most of my day in the yeshiva? I have a former Talmud, still a Talmud. We schmooze with people, call Yom, call Laila. I'll just add one comment, which I think is beautiful. I heard this comment from two people, and without. Yeshir, and he came to the pasuk in Chumash and Mishpatim, which is the makor actually for the obligations of a husband to his wife. So he asked one of the members of the Shia, who's a very prominent Rosh Hashiva today, and Alvin Goldberg himself, what's the translation of these words? So he translated the Sheira, Susa, and Nasa. He said, Dom, not the translation. So the Rosh said, but I asked you what the translation is. But then he proceeded to say the translation is, finally he was clearly embarrassed, what Chazal say it is, conjugal relations. So the Rosh said, wrong. You are wrong. I asked you for the Pshuto Shel Mikra. What is the chat? The guy was taken aback. All of us were. Agnemoris. The chat is, you should walk with your wife, talk with your wife, spend time with your wife. That is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. I was astounded. I heard the same exact explanation from Alan Green, Olivar Shalom, in St. Louis, Missouri. As the Daven Yom Yisrael St. Louis, Rabinfeld Shlita was the Rav. And I sat next to Alan Green, who learned the Beis Medrash Elyon in Muncie, in Gedolei Olam, he had mishpacha here in this neighborhood, Rambam B'Chemesh. And so he tells me the following story. He was the Talmud of Agoyin Amesh Shizgal, the Tzadik Livracha, the son-in-law of Amesh Feinstein. I never met him, but I heard a lot about him from my Rebbe, Agoyin Anisim Alpaz Atzal, whose yahrzeit was last week. So Abmeshe Shizgal apparently made an agreement with his wife, Abmeshe Feinstein's daughter, when he got married, that every month, Motzei Shabbos, he would take her to the movies. Now, the movies then were not the movies today. Talking about 75 years ago. Oh, the movies, the chveis, maybe there's a young man, a young woman, perhaps they were drinking from two straws in the same glass. Doesn't give them the gear from them dog. Maybe. So he used to invite his Talmidim every Motzei Shabbos to Lav Malka. They came to Lav Malka. One Shabbos, second, third, fourth. Fourth Shabbos they come, and she appears. She says, Morris, he called him. You told me that you're going to take me once a month to the movies. Well, first they heard Morris, they almost had a heart attack. Secondly, they had a heart attack because the Revitzin came. They slunk out of the room. They didn't know where they were coming to go. They quickly got out of there as quickly as possible. Next morning, he comes to the Shia. He says, yeah, those are better Tanai Tshuva. It's a Tanai Tshuva. And it's a Pasuk Chumash. Sheira, Ksusa, Vainosa, Vainigo. Exactly the same shot as our religion. So that's what we have to do. We have to show the Oras Ponim to every single Jew. Fadi, Ashkenazi, Mazem Shaneh, I don't get it. I just don't get it. They say, Ata Amerikai. Ata lo meni shum dava. The Rocky Vata, the best people come in Shanim. Ata Grina. Ata yichol labin mashu. I'm sorry, that's in Hebrew. That is, I believe, what we have to take from this. Achdus, let's get together. Let's respect each other. We can differ. We can differ, have different opinions. But let's do so and tolerate each other. Do it respectfully. What's the problem? You have to go stand with each other. I think that's with this tragedy. Some of the lessons that hopefully will take to heart, and Alavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see. Oz Nidru, Yireh Hashem, Isha Re'eyu, Vayakshev Hashem, Vayishma, Vayikosev, Sefer Zikaron, Lefonov, Yireh Hashem, Lefesh Veshav.